Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. I'm filling in for Angelina Diana, and I'm so excited to be here with you for the next hour. We have an amazing guest medium coming up on the show. Psychic medium Janet Mayer will be joining us in just a few minutes. Janet is one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation. She sits on the Mediums Advisory Board, and she's also been an active volunteer for the foundation at many of their events. But before I tell you a little bit more about Janet, and we bring her on the show, as I just mentioned, Signs of Life is brought to you by Forever Family Foundation in New York. And if you're not familiar with their work, you can visit them on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And I have to tell you, I'm so happy to be part of that growing family. I think I speak probably on behalf of all the mediums who participate when I say that we're happy to donate our time in helping so many grieving people through their healing process, because it not only helps them, it helps all of us on our journey here as well. I'd also like to mention that every year the foundation has an annual conference. This year it's going to be held on November 11th and 12th, that's a Friday and Saturday. It is on the East Coast in Long Island, New York, and if you'll be attending, you're going to meet some wonderful mediums that weekend, along with a panel of scientists. If you've never been to a conference like this, I can tell you firsthand, the mediums are always amazing. They bring through so much healing to the attendees, and the presentations from our scientists and metaphysicians are always top-notch. So it's an exciting weekend, really, for both the presenters and the guests. So here's what's on the schedule for that weekend. Let me just give you a couple of tidbits here. Friday, November 11th, this will be an evening event. It begins at 7 p.m. This is the Night of Mediums event, and this is so much fun. It's a wonderful fundraiser. If you're attending, you'll be seated at a table. There'll be 12 people at your table. You'll enjoy a fabulous dinner. And then one of the mediums, certified by Forever Family, is going to join your table after dessert and provide spirit communication. And this is just for the people at your table. So, you know, it's kind of exciting to do that. And then, of course, on Saturday, November 12th, this is an all-day event. Begins at 9 a.m. in the morning, and this is the Foundation Conference. The title this year is There Chocolate in the Afterlife? And I really hope there is, because I just love chocolate. But anyway, this is a fun event also. You'll get some scientific evidence from some of the presenters there on the science side. There's a luncheon that afternoon, followed by a chocolate tasting event, so that's going to be fun. You'll also enjoy two sessions of spirit communication by certified mediums Angelina Diana and Teresa Caputo. So don't miss this. If you'd like to join us, now is the time to register for this. You'll find all the information you need about the event, the location, the prices, the times, all of that on the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. So let's get to our guest. Now, if you've listened in to the show before, you'll know that every third Thursday of every month, this is the Mediums and Messages show here on Signs of Life Radio. So I'd like to mention all of the mediums who are guests on this show have been certified through the Forever Family Foundation. So if you're thinking about having a mediumship reading, you can go to the website and you'll find a list of all the mediums who've been tested and certified through this program. And, of course, they come on the show both to, you know, share their knowledge with us and also to bring through messages for those of you who call in. Tonight we'll be opening up the phone lines in just a few minutes, and you can reach us here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And we do look forward to taking your calls. So on that note, let me introduce our guest for this evening. We have Janet Mayer here with us tonight, and Janet discovered her mediumship ability at the tender age of 5 years old. As a little girl, she was able to sense and see spirits, and as this usually happens with many mediums, her abilities got stronger, you know, as she became an adult, and then she had a very interesting experience. In October of 1994, Janet began to spontaneously channel information, and she suddenly began speaking an unusual indigenous language, which was later discovered to be the language of the Yanomami tribe. Now, this is an indigenous tribe in the Brazilian rainforest in South America, and this is such a fascinating story. Janet's going to tell us a little bit about this, but just to tell you a little more about her, in addition to that, she's also participated in research studies on survival of consciousness with Dr. Gary Schwartz at the University of Arizona, and she was lab certified through that program as a research medium. She does have a private practice, so you can schedule a phone reading with Janet, and I am so excited to announce that her new book is now available. It's called Spirits, They Are Present. And all of these interesting things are in her new book. And I do believe we have her on the line. Hi, Janet.
Hello, Doreen.
How
are you doing?
How are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
Wow. You are one busy lady. You've got a lot going on. So tell us a little bit about this journey you've been on. Now, first of all, you must be so excited that your book is out.
Oh, finally. It took me a really long time.
I know.
But I finally did it.
Books do that. Yeah, books do that. And I have to tell you, the artwork on your book cover is just spectacular. It just leaps right out at you. It looks beautiful. So just tell us, if you will, what was the driving force here? Why did you write the book?
Well, I wrote it because I had so many different messages to share, and I couldn't just get one out, you know, to the public and just stay on that. So instead of focusing on that, I just thought, well, if I just give my whole story of basically my life in a nutshell, then I can get all these messages out. And, you know, it will go anywhere from, you know, my mediumship journey to when the languages emerged and I started speaking those, and, you know, that
right.
whole journey of finding someone who could translate it because I didn't know what I was saying and to validate it. So that was really big. And then, you know, I also wanted to let people know that, you know, you can have these experiences and, you know, if you compare them to, you know, other books out there and what's going on, you can see that, you know, it's okay. It's okay to have these experiences. And I was really afraid of them when I was growing up. You know, there were so many things happening.
Yeah.
So it was good to be able to share that with other people and, you know, to let them know that if they have this, it's okay and there's really nothing to be afraid of. Even though I still, you know, occasionally jump here and there, it's okay.
Yeah? Okay. Well, you know, that happens too. You know what? I'm so fascinated with the language and all the things that have happened to you through this process. And I actually want to ask you a couple of questions, and we're going to be opening the phone lines in a couple of minutes, but we're going to take a very short break before we speak a little bit more about this. When we come back, we'll be opening up the phone lines to callers. If you'd like to call in with a question or you want to receive a little mini reading, you can call us at 1-888-627-6008. And we'll be right back with Janet Mayer.
The Forever Family Foundation will be hosting its much-sought-after annual fundraising event, Night of Mediums, on 11-11-11 at the Sheraton Long Island Hotel in New York at 7 p.m. Enjoy a scrumptious dinner while seated at a table of only 12 people as a Foundation-certified medium joins you following dessert to conduct spirit communication for your table only. It's a terrific opportunity to not only get readings in an intimate setting, but to enjoy a good meal and help the Foundation at the same time. For reservations and information, call 631-425-7707. Again, that's 631-425-7707. Or visit www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At LNRProductions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. LNR Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.LNRProductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
It is with great pleasure that we announce the formation of the Winbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. Dr. Julie Beischel, Director of Research at Winbridge and one of the premier investigators in the field of mediumship research, reports that the team at Winbridge will continue pursuing the many unanswered questions that remain in the field of afterlife science. Please go to www.windbridge.org to learn more about this groundbreaking research institute. That's www.windbridge.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Dori Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, we're here with guest medium Janet Mayer. And once again, our number here is 888-627-6008. We'll be taking your calls in just a couple of minutes. Before we go to the phone lines, though, Janet, you were telling us about the language, a little bit about that. I'm so fascinated with that. And you also mentioned something that by the time you realized that you were speaking an actual language and this was actually identified, something else happened. You had another turn of events with another language. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it really wasn't until, you know, they were translating the tape, the second tape. I had a man named Ipu Hiara who is, you know, I found who is at the Smithsonian Institute who helped me translate them. And he started telling me that there were other languages coming through, and I found that I have at least, you know, four other languages coming through over a 15-year period. And not only that, but sometimes it would be in the male dialect and sometimes in the female. And depending on, you know, they knew this because there were certain words that the women were not allowed to say, that they were taboo. So when they weren't used, they knew that it was the male dialect. So it was pretty fascinating to find that out because, you know, until it happened, I wasn't even aware of it. And now I kind of can tell when there's a difference, you know, and people hear it too. When I speak it comes through differently at times.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. So fascinating. Yeah, it's exciting and it's fascinating to know that you can actually do that. And just to clarify this for the listeners on the show, you really don't understand exactly what it is you're saying, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
Unless it comes through on its own really forceful, then
right.
I have found out over the years that that is a warning sign for me, or they are giving me a heads up about something. But yeah,
okay.
that's pretty much what it is.
Wow, that's so interesting. You know, sometimes I don't think people realize also when we do work with energy, any kind of energy like that, which includes the spiritual realm, it could also be a little bit draining on us. It can drain our energy. And you've been very open about sharing with us the past couple of years have been a little bit challenging with for you health-wise, right?
Yes, it has. I found out that I had cancer twice in 1 year.
Wow.
And I was very fortunate, you know, just as someone goes through the loss of a loved one or you have financial difficulties. In my case, it was a cancer diagnosis, and I was very fortunate with it. It turned out well for me, but that was also something I wanted to add in my book to show people, you know, you can go through all these different things and you can still come out okay, you know?
Yeah, yeah, so. Absolutely. So, okay, let's go a little bit to our phone lines. Maybe we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this, but I know we've got callers coming in.
Okay.
And some of you who are calling in tonight, you might want to get a little mini reading. You want to connect with a loved one on the other side. Janet will do that for you. Some of you may have a question for either Janet or for me about the afterlife or maybe about an experience you may have had, you know, yourself. But we're going to take your calls now. I think we have a caller on the line, don't we? I think we have someone that's been holding. And if not, we're gonna talk a little bit more about you know, your book. And well, let me ask you this:
sure.
While we're waiting here to get patched into the next call, is there another book in you? Are you thinking about writing again, or?
It will be a while.
It's going to be a while. It's a big process, isn't it?
It is a huge process.
Yeah.
And I think
yeah.
you know, in you know, not only do you have to get everything in order with it, but you have to decide what you want to put out there with it. And I think with me, you know, it was a lot of, I wanted a book almost just of all mediumship, and I realized I really couldn't do it that way.
Right. Right.
The other things going on in my life.
With the languages, that's really more of a channeling process than it is mediumship. Those are two different things.
Right, exactly.
And so it's, yeah, and so it's a channeling type thing. But, you know, the other thing I was wondering is, do you think that you would ever consider visiting the rainforest and visiting that area?
You know, I would love to, Doreen. I think it would be great. I am hoping if I get to go down there that I can bring a film crew with me. You know, I'd like to get something and do like a documentary because I would like it to prove, you know, to people out there that this really is happening. You know, I didn't make this up. This is the way it happened. And I think that would be, you know, huge is to show that,
yeah.
you know, I can actually speak to them. I would love that opportunity to be able to talk to them.
Wow,
that would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Okay, I hear we have a caller on the line. Let's get our first caller in. And who do we have on the line tonight?
Michonne.
Hi there. I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name.
Sure, my name's Michonne.
Michonne, how are you this evening?
Yes, how are you? Oh, I'm good. Thank you. How about yourself?
We're awesome. Thank you for calling into the show. Do you have a question for Janet, or would you like a connection or a little mini reading?
I would love a connection, if possible.
Okay.
Hello, it's Michonne.
Yes.
Okay. Let me see what I can get here. Okay. I feel like for you, the first person that is coming through. It seems like you have a couple people over there that are coming in right away for you, but I'm getting a woman that is coming through for you, and she feels like she's above you or older than you, so she would have to be at least one generation above you. So she would have to be somewhere like a mother or an aunt type of figure, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she is showing me she's showing me something about I'm trying to think of how she's showing this. She's putting her arms out around to you, but it's almost like she's trying to show me like fabric or something that she's wearing. And I feel like it's kind of being wrapped around you. And I think she's trying to let me know that she's like protecting you in some way. Would that make sense to you?
I think so.
Okay, it's kind of like it's almost like she wants to bring you comfort. And even though she is on the other side, it's as if she's coming back to you to bring you comfort,
mm-hmm.
okay? She's also coming in with another male. There's a male figure with her as well. And I almost, and I feel like when he's coming in, I feel like he is, I'm trying to see what he is showing me because he's almost showing me like he is handing you something. And it looks to me like he is giving you a gift of some sort. But he's letting me know that when he passed, I feel like it was, it's almost like he, I don't feel like it was quick to me. It almost seems like it took a while when he passed, but it's as if he's bringing something back to you in a gift or a sense like that. And I don't know if you had a dream with this man in it, and I want to say, I don't know, he's kind of coming into the side of you. So I would have to say he would be in your generation, and he has, I would say, medium to dark hair. He also is showing me, he keeps showing me a box of some sort, and I'm trying to ask him to open it for me and let me know what's in it.
Is it a large box? I know that
It's a box that he's holding, so it's big enough that he's, small. It's big enough that he's holding it. I would have to say it's, maybe bigger than a shoebox. It's that size. But it's as if he's holding it open to you and he wants to hand it to you. Does this make sense to you? Because he's not showing me what's in it, and I keep asking him. I'm sorry, did you understand that?
Not completely, but it doesn't mean it won't make sense at some point.
Okay, because I don't know why it's not going anywhere with that. It's like he's kind of given this to you, and he's letting me know that he passed. I almost feel like it was of an illness. It doesn't seem like it was, if it happened, it was more drawn out, okay? It took a while, and I feel like you were possibly there with him during this transition for him. And I feel like he's almost coming back to you and saying, I would like to present this to you. And it's as if he wants to give you something back because you helped him.
Okay.
And I also feel like, do you have something like on a small table that's related to him that you look at a lot or that you hold that's his? Because I feel like there's something that he keeps showing me. It's interesting because it's like he keeps showing me items. And it's not as if he's speaking to me so much as if he's showing me items. And so I feel like there's a small table that is either, it's low to the ground or it's lower, and it's near, I don't know if it's like next to your bed or if there's something that you keep that you hold in your hand that's related to him, but I feel like there's a connection with that as well. Okay?
Okay.
And Michonne, this is Doreen. I just want to mention the older woman that's connected to you, she is very protective. Now, is this kind of like a mother or mom vibration? I don't know if is your own mother in spirit, because this is a mom vibration. If it's not your own mom, it's someone else close to you. Do you understand that reference?
Yes.
Okay, because she's very protective. I also feel that this is somebody very loving, and I feel like, I'm not sure if she was the one that you were hoping to hear from today, but I feel like in some way you needed to know that she was around you and connected to you and very protective, and I get a sense of high spirituality also with her. And I also feel she's kind of showing me my symbols that she's actually connected with you, like you've sensed her around. Do you understand that?
Right.
Okay. So as long as you understand the references, just know that the people on the other side are always, always, always connected to us. We never lose that connection. And I oftentimes tell people that love is forever. Our relationships that we create here, the bonds that we create in love, in friendship, those are forever too. And even our challenging relationships, those also are forever. But just know that you have that connection to your people
right.
on the other side. And I hope that the little tiny, I know these are just little mini readings and we can't get into much information,
mm-hmm.
but
sure.
I hope that what came through was helpful for you today. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so
and
much.
Thank you so much for calling in to the show.
Yes.
Okay?
Absolutely. Okay, thank Alrighty. You. Have a great
thank
night.
You. And just and remember about the protection around you. She puts, for some reason, it's like she puts this big piece of material around you as if protecting you. So keep that in mind as well, that you're being protected, okay?
Okay, I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
So we invite you to call into the show. The number here, once again, is 1-888-627-6008. And while we're waiting to get our next caller up on the line, tell us a little bit, Janet, about some of your work in research. Now, you were with the University of Arizona for a while, and you worked as a research medium. What was that like for you?
It was really interesting. I enjoyed it because... I liked being tested. I liked knowing, that I wanted to, I guess basically it was not only to prove to myself that what I was really getting was what I was really getting, you know what I mean? But it was the fact that I was able to help someone. And, you know, I could help someone, you know, see that their loved one was on the other side watching out for them or watching over them or giving them, you know, giving them some little pieces of information or, you know, a little bit of love that maybe they needed. And that was really important to me, too. And so I wanted to make sure that I was getting the correct message across. And that's why I enjoyed, you know, being tested. And you know, it, as you find out, it takes like a year before you find out your results. So you have to just go with it.
Yeah, they don't realize that. We're not given, actually, the results from the research studies. Sometimes we never learn, you know, the outcome of it. And other times, it could take about a year or so, and then sometimes we will get some feedback with that. But I also was tested through the same place, and I always found that process to be so unique and not an easy process. You know, these are triple-blinded studies, and, you know, it's foolproof, if you will, you know, with the way that they have it set up. But it's fascinating to be involved in because, we are helping ourselves know also that we're doing what we say we're doing, you know?
Right.
And that's important. I know that it's important to you as well.
Right. Well, you need the you need to know that that validation is there, you know, and you want to be able to show that that it's actually going on. And I think that's important to me too. I want it to be, you know, I want them to keep testing, you know, mediums, and I know they every year they come up with, you know, more difficult testing. But I think that's good, too, because then it makes it, you know, it shows more validity.
Yeah, and the process is always being refined, you know, and that is a good thing. It's what the programs are all about, is to provide evidential information. And and we're always, you know, looking for that. So we have another caller on the line. I think it's Marianne. Do I have the name right?
Yes.
Hi there, Marianne. How are you? I understand you're calling in from Massachusetts tonight.
I am, yes.
Welcome to the show. And do you have a question that you'd like to ask Janet, or would you like a little mini reading?
I'd love to have a little mini reading, if that's possible.
Okay.
Sure. And this is, you're Marianne, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let me see here, Marianne. Let me see who's coming in for you. I always like to sit you down in a chair in my mind and then see who comes in around you. And I feel like for you, let me see. I actually have two men that are coming through, okay? And one of the generations is right next to you. They're coming in even with you, which would be in your generation. And then I believe there's also a younger male coming in with him. Now, the male that's coming in next to you, he has to be either, I would say, like a husband or a brother or a friend, okay? And I feel like he passed of a illness. I do not believe it was quick. I feel like it was something that went on for a while. He's showing me that he is a bigger man. He is also showing me he had a pretty good head of hair. And I almost want to say he might have had facial hair. I'm trying to see if that's correct. I felt like at one point I saw something with a mustache or a beard, but then it kind of disappeared, so I'm not really sure now on that part. But I feel like he's coming through next to you. And would you understand who this is?
Not really. It's not coming to me right now.
Okay, he's coming through. Let me see if I can get something. There's a name like an Anthony or a Tony. It has I keep getting like a Tony name or an Anthony coming in around with this. So it would have to be connected to someone with that name, or that would be his name. And he's coming in, and he's a larger male, okay, and that's how he's showing me. And he's coming in next to you. And it could be someone related to like a brother or a sister. It could be, you know, a friend of yours, but this is how he's coming in. And I feel like it could even be related to somehow with someone you had worked with around, you know, at one time. But he's coming in with the name of Anthony or Tony, and he's showing me that he passed. He's bringing in a younger male with him, and this would have to be someone that you would be related to. And I feel like this would either have to be like a son or a nephew. It could be a friend of the family, but this is a male, and this is, and he passed quickly. Okay, I would say that this younger male had passed in an accident, and that's how it's coming through for me. Okay? Let me see.
Okay, yes.
Do you understand that with the younger male? I feel like there was something quick with him, okay? It happened quickly, so it was either in the form, it was like an accident. I also feel like he, you know, he's coming in the generation down, so he has to be, he's a child of someone's, and he is showing me that, he's basically showing me that it was a quick passing. I'm trying to think if he can give me something else to go with this.
Janet, if I could add just something real quick.
Sure.
Marianne, the male that Janet's getting to your side, that she identifies as a husband, do you have a friend who lost her husband? Do you have a friend or a coworker or somebody that, you know, outside your family circle who lost their partner or their husband or their boyfriend? It's kind of in your generation somewhere.
Not that I can think of, but it may come to me.
Okay, because I think the one male that you're getting, Janet, I think is outside Marianne's circle of energy for family. I think
okay.
This is, you're going to find this someplace with someone that you're connected to in a different way. So I'm just kind of giving you that, just so you could think about that a little bit. And I'm also getting, and also remember, when we get names, oftentimes we're not sure if it's actually their name or if that name is connected in a different way. So the Anthony name that Janet was getting might not be his name, but it might be somebody very close to him. Could be a father or a brother or a son. And also, I'm hearing a Robert around you. The name Robert comes up around you. How are you connected to that name?
I had the name Robertson, so that name is coming through, Robert
okay.
and Robertson.
Is that, do you understand that name somewhere, Marianne?
I don't. No, I'm sorry.
Okay, because when names come up, it's either going to be connected to you or connected to the person that we have on the other side that we've created the link with. But this is what's coming through for Janet, and I do understand some of it, but I think that the older male that she was getting, probably not in your family circle. This is going to be outside your family. Try to check that information if you can. Maybe it's somebody that you work with or somebody who's could be your next-door neighbor. We're connected to so many people in life that are not our family members, and sometimes we're not thinking along those lines. You know, we're always thinking of the people who are closest to us. But I hope that you're able to identify who the male to your side is, and this is going to be your generation somewhere. Okay.
Could I also, I would also like to add something.
I'll look into that.
Sure. Yes, okay, you can ask something.
Okay, I would also like to add something because I had also got, when you said Robert, Doreen, I had written down Robertson, and
mm-hmm.
I kept getting the name Robertson, and I also was getting the name Elm or Elmhurst. I don't know why those two names were coming through, but I also wanted to add those. And for some reason, I feel like there's also a connection to an aunt related to this in some form. And I don't
okay.
know exactly how that fits, but there's something with an aunt that is coming through as well, and I keep getting that name Robertson and Elmhurst as well. Okay?
Okay. Well, Marianne, we're going to leave it
okay.
there with you. I hope that you're able to identify some of the information. Always be sure, you know, sometimes mediums get information, and we're going to give it to you just the way we're getting it from the people on the other side, but sometimes you may not recognize it in that moment, and we've all learned to just present the information the way that we're getting it. We've learned to trust that whatever's coming through is valid information in some way. So we'll leave it with you, and hopefully you can check this with a few people, check with family, check with friends, see what you're able to validate, you know, and send us an email. You know, Janet's got email on her website.
Yeah.
My email address is on my site as well. Send us an email. Let us know if you're able to validate some of this, okay?
Right. Well, I will do that.
The information about the younger person was right on.
Okay.
I definitely understand all of that.
Okay. Well, and the thing is what I definitely want to do with that is I want to keep, if it's okay, I'd like to keep you on for just a moment with this because I do feel like that older male brought him in. So I want you to connect that to him, and I also want you to connect it to a woman that is older than you, like an aunt or a connection with an aunt around you. Because there's a woman coming in who, I don't know if you know of a woman on the other side who I would say is somewhat flamboyant, or she had a flair about her or the way she dressed, but she's coming through as well. And I feel like there's just something about her energy, and she keeps talking about that male as well. And it's almost like she keeps tapping you as if to say, you know, think, it's there. And I may not have it exact. It, like I said, it might not be Anthony or Tony, but it could be looking similar to the male that I relate to, who is an Anthony or a Tony. And so that's why I'm thinking of, you know, this male, he has a good head of hair. He's a bigger guy, you know, and it's, for some reason, it fits that way for me, and that's how I see it. And it's almost like, you know, she's kind of coming in saying, yes, keep going. So I want to bring that for you as well. But I also want to say that this woman on the other side has a connection for you that I keep seeing all these items around this woman. It's almost like, did you have someone that, I wouldn't say she collected, like, you know, a lot of, I don't want to call it junk, and I don't want to call it treasures, because it wasn't that it had a monetary value, but it was valuable to her. And I feel like something with that might have gotten passed down to you as well. And so that is coming through also, okay? And there's, I want to say it's almost like there's a C name with this possibly, but I don't want to come out and say what the name is because I don't have it. It's not on the tip of my tongue. It's just I see a C with it. So I want to bring that up as well, okay?
Okay. Marianne, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to leave it there with you. We've got to go to a very short break here. We're coming back with Janet Mayer on Mediums and Messages. Once again, our number here is 1-888-627-6008, and we'll be right back.
Is there chocolate in the afterlife? Don't miss the 5th Annual Forever Family Foundations Conference on Saturday, November 12th at the Sheraton Long Island Hotel in New York. This all-day conference features presentations by medical doctor Lee Bounum, offering scientific evidence of an afterlife, and paranormal evidence by noted parapsychologist Lloyd Auerbach. A full sit-down luncheon will be highlighted by a formal chocolate tasting, and guests will be treated to two sessions of spirit communication conducted by certified mediums Angelina Diana and Teresa Caputo. Call 631-425-7707. Again, that's 631-425-7707, or visit www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At LNRProductions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. L&R Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.LNRProductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com. I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening, and we are here with psychic medium Janet Mayer. And Janet, if any of our listeners would like more information either about your work or if they would like to check out your book or they want a reading, is the best way to reach you through your website?
Yes, that would be great. They can go to www.janetmayer.net.
Okay, janetmayer.net. Awesome. So we have another caller on the line. We're going to get to that. And let's now go to Anne Marie in New York. Are you there?
How are you?
Yes, hi,
hello.
Anne Marie. How you doing? Good. Welcome
good.
To the show. Do you have a question for Janet, or would you like a little reading?
Well, I have a question. And
okay.
We could see what goes from there. My mother had recently, she passed away, I guess, a year now, and we put our house up for sale in April, and we just took it off the market because it's not, you know, selling. Do you see a future for this house selling?
Okay. What do you think, Janet?
Let me sit here and think. Well, when you were asking this, the first thing that was coming to mind was 2-3 is what I was seeing. So I don't know if that means that you need to wait 2 to 3 months or if it will be, you know, and then try to put it back on or what exactly that says for me. But that's what I had gotten immediately was 2/3. So
okay.
I'm thinking that it's going to be at least 2 to 3 months before anything is either done or if you put it back on the market then, you know, I don't know if we have to wait for some changes to happen in that. But I don't know if there was an issue with the side of the house, but for some reason, when I think about the home, there's one side, like on your, when you're staring straight at the house, to me, on the left side, I feel like there's something going on with that area of the house. So I don't know if there's something you need to take care of with that, or if
okay.
there's, you know, something coming up around that, whatever that room is on that front side. But that also was kind of popping up when you were talking about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Anne Marie?
Yes, it does.
It does, yeah. Because I was
kind of getting
that too, along with
Janet.
We're going
to wait 3 weeks
to put
the house back on the market, so there's the three.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I missed that. I heard both of you. Say that again,
Marie. We were going to wait 3 weeks, keep the house off the market for 3 weeks, and try again.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. There's the three. It's three.
Well, there's
that's
your 2 to 3, yeah. That could be a 2 to 3 weeks, not 2 to 3 months. So, well, good luck with that.
Actually, I do think you will sell this. I don't know if you're trying to do what they call a short sale or, you know, you don't want
to
put too much investment into this. Because I think the house probably does need some work, but I feel like you are going to sell this. So just hang in there a little bit more. I think the timing was off a little bit, but it does look like, yes, you probably will be able to sell this.
Right.
All right.
And look into that one
for you.
Also look into that front side, because I feel like there's something on that left side that you might need to do something there as well. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Okay.
Thank you, Anne Marie, for calling in. Thanks for calling into the show. So if we have another caller, we'll take that. And while we're waiting, so tell me, Janet, do you have any events coming up? Do you have anything special coming up you're going to be doing?
No, I might be doing a book signing here in Missouri. So that would be pretty exciting. But
that's
I will exciting. Also be possibly, you know, well, in November I will be at the, you know, mediums and or the Night of the Mediums, which that'll be really exciting. I'm looking forward to being there. So that'll be great.
Awesome.
Okay.
We have a few things coming up. Have fun with the book signings. That's going to be fun for you.
Let's go to our next caller.
Who do we have on the line?
Marianne.
We have Marianne. We have another Marianne.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And hello,
Marianne.
How
are you?
From Connecticut.
Good.
Okay. Well, welcome
right.
to the show, Marianne. What's your question for us tonight, or would you like a little mini reading?
I would love to get a mini reading, please.
Okay, Marianne. I have two people that are coming through for you. The first one is I see an older man coming through, and then I also see a younger woman coming through, or a child coming through. I guess that's a good way to put it. I feel like they're over there together, and they're coming in, and for some reason, I feel like I want to talk about you walking around a park or a lake, and when you do, you're with this younger female. I feel like, is this your daughter? I feel like that you have a daughter on the other side. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I feel like she's, for some reason, she's grabbing your hand, and she's telling me to take you for a walk around the park or the water or the lake. Does that make sense to you?
A pond, yes.
Okay, a pond, okay. And with this, she's also letting me know, she's saying that she appreciates all that you have done for her lately. So I don't know if you just did something recently for her or you're creating something that's connected to her, but I feel like she's kind of like, and when I say that, I'm getting, my head is shaking up and down, like, yes, she's coming through saying, yes, keep going, keep going. But she wants to thank you for what you have done for her. So I don't know if, like, you're not only for her memory, but something that you're creating. And she's letting me know, too, that she's saying that she didn't pass. She passed quickly, but she passed from, I believe, an illness. That's how she's coming through, or from something like that. But it's kind of like here one minute and gone the next. And with that, she's also telling me, I feel like she, I don't know if you have, if you had, like, matching bracelets or you had something that you had together on your wrist, because for some reason she's showing me her wrist and then she's showing me your wrist. Does this make sense to you?
It was a piece of jewelry, but not.
Okay, it was, but it was something on her wrist, and then maybe, I don't know if it's like something on her wrist and then you have it or you wear it, or there's some kind of connection. And I don't know if it's like a band or a bracelet. For some reason, I see, like, you know, it makes me think of, like, those Live Strong bands, those yellow bands, but only it's, like, rubbery or something. For some reason, that's what I'm seeing. And it isn't necessarily a Live Strong bracelet, but that's how it's coming through. So I feel like, you know, I wanted to bring that up as well. And I also feel like she's with an older man there. And I feel like he is, well, actually, he's coming through with another female. So I don't know if you have grandparents over there, or a mother, or a father, rather, or a grandfather over there. But I feel like he's watching over her as well. And he also is showing me something with his stomach or his chest area. Do you have a male that passed on, who's on the other side, who passed from, like, a chest or his lungs? He had problems with that? It would have to be, like, a father or a grandfather.
I'll have to check with my husband. It might be his grandfather.
Okay, because I feel like he's over there, and I almost want to say, too, that he had glasses, and for some reason, I don't know why, he's showing me somebody that gambles over there, and I don't know why that's coming through, but I feel like I have to bring that up for some reason. So I don't know if you have somebody on the other side there who is jumping around and having a good time or like to gamble, but that's coming through as well. And I feel like you kind of have like a little circle or group together with you, okay? And also, wait a minute. I feel like I want to give you another message here with this. And this is your daughter, is that correct? That's over there.
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like she's coming up, and I don't know if she was taller than you or she's as tall, but I feel like she's telling me she's growing and she's taller than you. But I don't feel like she's as tall as her father. And I feel like she's trying to do, like,
right,
a group hug. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And she keeps saying group hug. I keep hearing group hug in my head. So I feel like I want to, you know, enclose you as a group. And and was there something with, like, her shoes or shoelaces before she passed? Or she bought shoes or, like, sporting shoes or something with shoes. I feel like they're coming through with that as well. And I just feel like, I'm sorry.
Sneakers?
Yeah, it would be, they would be like, athletic shoes. Yeah, like for, like, if she played a sport or something. And it's almost like she wants to show me her feet. And I don't know why that keeps coming through, but she's showing me her feet. And I think either she had new shoes or something related to that. And that, and I feel like they were bright, so they had to be new. And that, I feel like that's coming through as well. And she also wants to let me know that she has a couple friends that she's watching over. So I think she's letting me know that one of her friends is going through a difficult time in her life right now, and she wants her to know that she's with her. And I don't know if it's an M name, like a Megan or a Maggie or a Michelle, or it's an M name, and I feel like she's saying she's watching over her or she's with her at times as well, too. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I don't know why that man keeps coming through, because he's kind of like standing in the background, but then he comes in, and, you know, like you said, you may not know who he is, but I just feel like he's coming through, and I don't know if he was a gambler. there's someone on the other side who's like a gambler or like to play poker or play cards. I guess that's maybe a good way to say it. Because
well,
I feel like there's some... Pardon?
When we connect to people on the other side, they oftentimes show us the things they like to do when they were here in physical
right.
life.
Well, and that's what
so,
he's showing me. For some reason, he wants to
yeah.
show me he was a gambler or he played poker and he was having a good time. But that's how, you know, it comes through. And, you know, and I have to say is... I don't know why, but there's also a male on the other side who is younger than him, so I would say it would have to be to your side, so I don't know if it's a, you know, a brother, a cousin, a friend, but I feel like there was somebody who was kind of wild who came over as well. Oh, I'm sorry.
My nephew.
Okay, and was he kind of wild, and did he like to, like, would he occasionally maybe even jump on a table?
He was a wild young boy.
Okay, because this is how he came through, and he was... sort of like dancing on a table. That's how I saw him. So he was letting me know
uh-huh.
he was kind of on the wild side. But I think,
yeah.
are they letting us know that we're out of time? Or
yeah, we are.
Okay.
But Marianne, thank you so much for calling in, and I hope that the information that Janet brought through for you is helpful and that you understand it. But thanks for calling. Yeah, we're just about out of time. How fast did that hour go?
That was quick.
That was quick.
Thank
but
you.
I would like to thank...
Sure, and thank you.
Thank you, Marianne. Would love to thank Janet Mayer for joining us this evening, and please go to her website. You can check out her work. You can check out the new book. You could schedule a reading with her. She's at www.janetmayer.net. And don't forget to order her book, Spirits, They Are Present. You can get it right from her website. It's also available at all booksellers, including Amazon.com. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. We do hope that all of the listeners find their way to healing. We know how difficult that can be sometimes. So, you know, one of the ways that you can do that is to go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Once you're there, you can become a member. You can also sign up for the Signs of Life newsletter. You'll be able to check out all of the wonderful events they host, like the annual conference, fundraisers. There's dinners, there's raffles. There's so much more to see. So be sure you check that out. Please
and Doreen, real quick,
yeah.
Doreen, I would like to thank you and Forever Family Foundation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Janet. It's always great to speak with you. Please come back next week and join us on the program. The guest is going to be Dr. Cynthia Andrews. She'll be talking about the path of energy. Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Doreen Malloy, filling in for Angelina. I'm your guest host for tonight. I wish you all a wonderful evening, many, many blessings from us, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. Science is going to prove it to us one day. Good night, everyone.
Good night.